So the setup is everybody knows about Tim Hardaway and the Miami Heat.
Yes.
What he said about gays.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the story on the Today Show, and of all people, Ann Curry.
The most politically correct anchorwoman in the world.
I swear to God, you could hit her in the head with a 2x4, and she would go, now back to Matt and Al.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to her crack up.
The host had asked Hardaway how he would react, interact with a gay player.
I hate gay people, so, I let it be known. I don't like gay people. I don't like to be around gay people. I don't, you know, I'm homophobic. I don't like it. It shouldn't be in the world for that or in the United States for it. So, yeah, I don't like it.
Hardaway later apologized, calling his comments a mistake. And the newest dollar coin is going into circulation today, bearing the likeness of George Washington.
It's funny,
it is the first dollar coin honoring former presidents. The design will change 4 times a year, each one honoring a different president. I am so sorry I'm so sorry, but it just went so far across the line.
I don't think I've ever seen that happen.
I mean, you were laughing, and that was the problem.
Just laugh about it.
Consummate unprofessionals, Don and Mike.
The politically correct way out of that is to say what he said was so unbelievable, I had to laugh.
Right. Well, the real root of the humor of that, the reason we're laughing at it is because what he's saying is so funny because you never were here. An athlete publicly making a statement like that is hysterical.
And if she explained it like that, maybe you'd have a little more respect for Ann Curry.
But she
right?
was too busy trying to explain it in a politically correct way.
Right.
And that's the other thing about our society. We scream for people to be honest with us.
Mm-hmm.
And then when somebody's honest, even when he says something that's stupid,
right.
he gets shot down.
Right. Mm-hmm.
He gets shot down. I say Tim Hardaway is an American hero. although
I guess I shouldn't have laughed at that.
To be totally fair. Okay, so the guy's got an opinion that's obviously bass-ackwards.
Mm-hmm.
He's got the balls to get on the radio and say it to Dan Le Batard. It's all over the place. Mm-hmm. Then when they come to you for a reaction, have the balls to stand by your stupid conviction, because what he offered up was kind of one of those, I apologize if anybody was offended. I feel
right.
the way that I feel. I don't really hate. Hate is a very strong word. But other than that, I kind of meant everything that I said.
Mm-hmm.
Why not just stand by the whole thing? You said you hate gay people. Stand by it. Stand by your statement. Rob does. Tim Hardaway.
Good advice.
No, really, if you're dumb enough really? To say...
Don't say really, you're going to make me laugh
really,
again.
If you,
really?
If you are dumb enough to say it, be dumb enough to stand up the next day and say you're goddamn
right
I said
it. Yeah, but the whole thing about being dumb like that, and that is, that's the dilemma, isn't it? We have to realize whether it's guts
or
that he's a man speaking, or it's just pure stupidity what he's saying. The thing is... If it's a stupid thing, which we both agree it is,
yes.
somebody comes and corrects him. You know, it's like saying it's like bad grammar. Somebody gives you the correction, and then you have to, you know, if somebody gives you the heads up, then you got to come out. And
I understand what
mistake.
I'm saying is that you know you should have they should have he should have said, I know I said the word ain't, but I'm going to go have a press conference that said I am proud that I said the word ain't
proud that I said
instead
that's
of
exactly
isn't.
Exactly what it would sound like.
Okay,
I'm
now,
using that word ain't, and I'll use it forever.
The NBA's canceled all his public appearances now. Hardaway is not going outdoors for a while.
Yeah, because a big Las Vegas NBA All-Star
right,
weekend this weekend.
Right. Yeah, perfect timing. Perfect timing.
And I guess...
I don't know anything about basketball, but I know Penny Hardaway was the... is there any relation between this guy and Penny Hardaway? Same guy or what?
They all look the same, Mike.
Stop it. Behave yourself.
I don't know. I do not think they're related, although I'm sure someone will call and say they're cousins or something
okay.
like that.
Cousins!
got no idea. Where's the excuse guy? Here he is, line number 8. Now, this guy's name is Mike DeMarco. We found his website, alibinetwork.com, and what he'll do is lie to your friends, to your boss, to your wife, to your girlfriend, for a certain amount of money. A small lie could run you like $15 or $20. Mm-hmm. An elaborate lie can run you thousands of dollars.
$10,000. Wow. I got a first question for this
here
guy.
He is right now. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. What's happening?
Hey, hi. Welcome to the show, my friend.
Hey, thanks. I was a little bit frustrated. I keep getting calls from this guy, Tim. I don't know what he wants.
Tim Hardaway?
Tim Hardaway.
I didn't say that. Some guy, Tim. I got like 15 messages. I got to return it.
Mike, as soon as I read this, my very first question for you would be, are you like a doctor or a lawyer where someone comes to you and you have an honor system where you're not allowed to divulge these secrets? Or are you not only making money developing these alibis for people, but you also could have the most incredible blackmail network of anybody known to man?
I guess theoretically we could, but if we did that, we'd certainly be out of business pretty quick, you know?
See, we could. So there's really no real protection for people that might contract. I'm thinking, have you ever had a guy pay 10 grand?
Yeah, we have.
Okay, for 10 grand, what was the lie that the guy needed? Can you tell us that?
Yeah, actually I can. We had to set up a whole fake fishing trip for him, changing some of the details, but you'll get the gist.
Okay.
We had to pick him up at 4 o'clock in the morning with four of his buddies, kiss the wife goodbye. We had to buy clothes for him. We had a professional buyer, pick up dinner jackets, suits, all the things that he wanted while he was on vacation.
Was this hold on a second, Mike, is this all getting towards the end of a scam so this guy can get away from his wife to go bang somebody else?
Okay, that's a good enough scenario. Close enough, yeah.
I'm just wondering why else you would have to hire some guy to come over and bring friends and buy clothes. But I didn't want to jump in the middle of your story, but the point of this is the guy paid 10 grand to get away from his wife, right?
Well, it's cheaper to keep her.
So the thing is, you were saying dinner jackets and stuff like that. So,
well, sure, yeah. He's having a liaison somewhere. His wife was supposed to go on a trip, and he said, hey, I'm going fishing with the guys. I'll be back in 5 days. And her trip got canceled, so now he has to come up with, well, you know, I'm going fishing, right? That hasn't changed. He still has to get out of town. We set up the whole thing, soup to nuts, front to back, stowed his gear, went fishing in it for 5 days. He had wet clothes.
I got to stop you for a second. You don't know. God bless her, but my wife, who I was married to for 25 years, had the biggest crap detector. She had a LoJack on my penis that you would not believe. I am already thinking, how would Frida think about this? First off, how do you handle it when, if he's gone for 5 days and says, I'm going to go fishing, does he like maintain no contact at all with her? What if she says, what if I need to get a hold of you for an emergency?
Great question. We'll set him up online with a virtual fishing lodge. In other words, we make it up. There'll be a number to the fishing lodge that she can call if in fact, she has the urge to give him a call.
And does that number go to you?
It won't go to me personally, but
I mean, to your people?
Operators pick it up.
Okay.
How many people do you have working for you?
That can vary. It depends on influx. Valentine's and Super Bowl are very busy, so February we're pretty staffed up.
You know what movie I'm thinking of, Mike? I'm talking to Mike O'Mara, but you too, Mike. The movie Clear and Present Danger.
Right.
When the bad guy who's banging the woman who works for the State Department, she calls to say her boss is going to be out of town, and they want to pretend that he's in a factory.
Right.
So they turn on a tape recorder that has factory noise, and his whore picks up the phone and goes, Landa, Landa. And she says, rah, 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 I'm calling for my boyfriend. He's on the factory floor. And remember, he's downstairs with the arms dealer. Mm-hmm. Bowling or something.
Yeah,
yeah, we can do that with the sound effects and everything if we need to. Absolutely.
Wow. Have you gotten, how long have you been doing this, Mike?
As a corporate entity for 2 years.
2 years. Had any close calls?
Well, you know what? A miss is as good as a mile, you know? So I will say we've never been caught, as far as we know.
Right.
So how close is close, you know?
Is it mainly infidelities that you deal with?
It's about half of our business, infidelity.
50%. And I would think that my question at the beginning was a serious question, that I would think people that are that paranoid, that they are going to this extent to cover their ass, that they would have, want some sort of contract that would say, hey, don't reveal this secret at all. Do you have any kind of protection like that?
Absolutely. And, you know, that's not a problem for us to do. It works towards our benefit because at the same time, we have them sign disclosures that says this is not for any type of an illegal purpose. Therefore, if they try to misuse us and law enforcement were to contact us, we'd have every legal right to turn them over.
Gotcha.
And we're protected.
All right. Then if it's not infidelity, if that's half of it, what are some of the other 50% of lies that people contract you to lie for?
The day off of work is huge. I mean, especially Super Bowl. A lot of people still work Sundays, Super Bowl Sunday. You don't want to go into work. You want to watch the Super Bowl if you're a man.
All right, how would you work that if you called our boss? He's a real tool named Michael Hughes. How would you work it?
We can't just give you a number for. The reality is we're consultants. We got to find out about you, find out about your boss. Does he have any reason to doubt you? Have you ever been caught before? I mean, where are you guys at in the relationship? How close is he going to check up on you? So there's no standard answer. I mean, everybody asks that. But if I said, you know, one thing over another thing, you'd probably be, well, that wouldn't work for me. Of course it wouldn't work for you. We haven't consulted with you. It's a kind of a, you know, it's an involved process.
And so, it sounds like the personal touch to me, Mike.
We aim to please.
How many of your clients are female?
Half. On the infidelity side, half.
Wow.
Give or take 5 points any given month.
Now,
it's funny. When I first got started with this, I was like, it's going to be men cheating on women. It makes sense, you know?
Right.
It's not. And when guys come to us, they want to know what they should do. When women come to us, they say, okay, I want this. Yes, ma'am. They know. They're smarter than us.
I would imagine after 2 years, you would have to have a circumstance where you get the occasional guilty conscience. Where somebody decides that, hey, listen, I got to tell you this, I got to come clean. You ever have any bumps in the road because of that?
What, people coming clean about?
Well, like say the guy that's cheating on his wife decides, or the girl decides that she's going to come clean. They're going to come clean with their spouse. They say, this is what I did, and you know, they mention that they used you. I mean, obviously it's not a criminal thing. You have a disclaimer for that. But what about somebody calling you and saying, I can't believe you do this type of thing? You must have gotten something like that.
Guys, I get people calling us saying, I can't believe you do this type of thing, who've never even heard of us until they listen to your show. So, of course, that could happen. You know, in the interim, you've got, you know, if you're going to fess up to lying to somebody, especially if you're in a committed relationship, it sort of goes against human nature to say, okay, and then on the, remember on Valentine's Day, when I had to go on that thing, what I actually did was, and get this, honey, I hired a service to really put one over on you. It doesn't come out. You sort of say, hey, listen, you know, we're having some problems. I lied about doing this. Let's get some counseling. Let's talk. I'll cut my mullet, you know, so you'll do me again dirty like you used to. You know, I mean, whatever it takes. You don't get into every specific detail, and especially if there's a pending divorce, if you come clean on this, you really don't want to tip your hand too much because it's going to kill you in court. And we'll tell them that, too.
How much would you charge for a pedestrian lie? Meaning, hold on, here's a good one. There's a family function, and I cannot stand being with my extended family. Get me out of this. Just generically, what would you throw out there?
You know, we could do some sort of a rescue call if you're on the way to the function or you just need a quick out. $35.
$35 for a rescue call.
You know, that's what I was looking for. Yeah, we could do a rescue call. $35.
In your alibi network, Mike, you got your superstars. You know, you got your real talented players that handle some of this stuff. I mean, I would imagine you get people that are good and people that are, you know, still in training.
We got tier one, tier two, and tier three. If you're in tier three, it's all money, baby.
Wow. Excuse me, I'm choking to death here. That is too funny. Tier one, tier two, and tier three.
The website is alibinetwork.com.
Wow.
I think Buzz wants to talk to you during the break. Hold on, please. Thank you for being on the show.
Oh, guys, alibinetwork.com. Believe it.
Gotcha. Thanks, Mike.
Hold on, dude. Really, the next guy that's going to speak to you, his name is Buzz. Oh, he hung up, Buzz.
Oh, that's too bad. Well, that was Slick E-Boy right there, wasn't he? Aim to please.
No way. Let me just say, no way. I mean, Mike, you were absolutely right when you hit the nail on the head. You go to a doctor, you know that a doctor, they're going to put his ass in court, and he's going to say, I cannot say, because that is a privileged conversation.
Right.
A lawyer, even as slimy as lawyers are, they are going to say the same thing.
Sure.
Even a bottom of the barrel reporter is going to protect a source.
A priest, you know, there are people that actually have to do it. Sure. He answered that right away, and he didn't answer it to, you know, buy at your own risk. as far as I'm concerned. You know, because really, he's been doing this for 2 years, and he answered some of these questions in kind of a little wobbly way. I think you'd have a situation that would, if somebody wanted to really clear the air, that he might not be liable to for anything criminal, but he certainly would be, he would be in a pretty sticky situation if somebody wanted to come after
him. The morality of police, and also, Jesus Christ, $10,000 to set this scam up to get away from your wife. Really, that must be the best piece of ass in the world.
Truly amazing.
If you're willing to spend $10,000 to fool your wife, can I tell you something, idiot, that's going to do that? You're going to hit that thing 3 or 4 times.
Right.
And you're going to say, Christ, I wasted $10,000. Because sex is sex is sex is sex is sex.
It sounded to me like the 10 grand was one where he had it all figured out. And then she canceled the trip. So he was scrambling.
He had to call
an
audible.
Minute.
Right.
Yeah, it was an audible.
And the price probably went up. He said, hey, listen, I know we were going to charge you $5,000. But because she figured it out.
Right.
And again, the woman that's waiting for him at a hotel or whatever. How much can that stink be worth?
You know, when you're talking about
alibis. $10,000. Yeah, right.
And when you're talking about alibis and you're talking about people helping you out, a lot of times in situations like this, don't you go to a trusted friend? You know, did Mike give you that feeling of a trusted friend in any way, shape, or form?
But you know, about that $10,000 lie, it was really believable because when the guy came home, he smelled like fish.
He did, and he had wet clothes.
He did. Soaking.
He was fishing.
Mike DeMarco. Sleep well, my friend.
He does, I'm sure.
He will, Mike.
Rescue call, $35.
God.
Now imagine that. And what would that rescue call be? That you're at a family barbecue?
Oh, I bet they do about anything.
And the phone rings, and what would they say?
Maybe you're needed at work. You know what he said to me is that they fake a lot of hotel confirmation and receipts.
Really?
Yeah. So if you need, at least say, of course I was in Detroit. Here's the hotel.
And they have the disclaimer where it can't be anything criminal.
Right.
You know, and right. So they, but still, if you use this service and you are in fact doing something criminal, I don't think he's protected on that.
No, he said he would throw you under the bus if you did something criminal on his.
Oh,
plan.
Okay, all right. Yeah. That's well, then he is covered in that regard.
Yeah,
come on, my motto is always is do it yourself. Why pay someone?
I think if you are a cheating dog, that you really should do your own driving on this.
If you apply yourself,
who has the time
to the task at hand?
Apply yourself to the task at hand.
You have to pay.
Because otherwise, if you don't, you're going to be looking over your shoulder. I don't care who it is. I mean, you figure somebody's working for this guy. They get disgruntled. Yeah, there are records. Don't you think there are records? There are credit cards? I mean, how are you paying for this stuff?
Since when do you have to pay to lie? Lying is one of the greatest free pleasures in the world. Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
You're doing a great job today.
Thank you.
Hi, Joe. See,
isn't lying great?
Lying's fantastic.
That'll be $35.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.